This is your Sportscast July 15th recap. Sponsored by Insta Bible App. Get your Insta Bible App live on the iOS App Store. A lot of good news today. Pretty exciting news. The deadline for franchise players to sign long-term deals was at 4 p.m. today, Eastern. A couple of moves happened. The Titans and Derrick Henry, running back Derrick Henry, signing a four-year, $50 million contract that includes a $25.5 million guarantee. Under this new deal, Henry will be averaging $12.5 million per season. $25 million per season. Of course, this is very good for the Titans. Ryan Tannehill congratulated Henry as well. Henry won the NFL rushing title with 1,500 yards as season and has posted a consecutive seasons of more than a 1,000 yards. Of all NFL running backs with at least 200 carries last season, Henry's 5.1 yards per carry was the highest. So congratulations to Henry, of course, now with a good contract. Same for Tannehill, two tremendous seasons. The Dallas Cowboys' Dak Prescott has not agreed to any terms with the Dallas Cowboys. They were unable to reach an agreement for a long-term deal by Wednesday's deadline, which was today, which means the quarterback will play the 2020 NFL season on the $31.4 million exclusive franchise tag. So we will see what happens with Dak in the next couple of months down the road. Prescott joins 11 other NFL players who will play on the franchise tag in 2020, including Cincinnati's A.J. Green, the Broncos' Justin Simmons, unique Nacua from the Jacksonville Jaguars, New England's Joe Thuney, Washington's Brandon Scherff, L.A. Chargers' Hunter Henry, Pittsburgh's Dupree, New York Giants' Leonard Williams, Minnesota's Anthony Harris, Baltimore's Matthew Judon, and Tampa Bay's Shaquille Barrett. So those players were not able to do a franchise tag with their corresponding teams. Well, we'll see what happens in the next couple of months. Sometimes, you know, you see these things happen throughout the couple of months throughout the NFL. The 5-substitute interim rule in soccer extended by a year. The soccer lawmaking panel known as the IFAB said the option of using extra replacements would continue in 2020-21 season and for national team competitions into next August when the Tokyo Olympics tournaments end. Before, the substitutions are 3 normally, but with the coronavirus pandemic, they increased it to 5, so it'll be extended for another year. The Premier League confirmed summer transfer window dates. It has been confirmed that the upcoming Premier League transfer window will open for 10 weeks from July 27th to October 5th. The delayed 2019-20 season had raised questions over how the summer transfer deadline will be affected. No plans or no starting date for the Premier League has been set yet. The German League is planning to start in mid-September. That is the only one that is set in stone. For scores today, Burnley tied with Wolverhampton 1-1. It was a goal by Raul Jimenez for Wolverhampton. And you have Burnley from scored at the 96th minute by Chris Wood. It was a 1-1, of course. That hurts the chances for Wolverhampton to make it into the Champions League, which like couple of teams at the top, 3 to 4 teams from the top make it to the Champions League final. Man City beat Bournemouth 2-1 with a goal by David Silva in the 6th minute. Gabriel Jesus at before the half, and Bournemouth scored at the 80th minute, but it was not enough. Man City won 2-1. Newcastle United lost against Tottenham 3-1. A goal for Tottenham was from Harry Kane and Son, and Newcastle came from Matt Ritchie. So it was definitely a convincing win for Tottenham. Arsenal beat Liverpool champion 2-1. The first goal came from Sadio Mane at the 20th minute. Then Arsenal score with Alexandro Lacazette and Reece Nilsson. Liverpool may not finish at the 100 points to end the season. So that's something that they wanted to do besides winning the title and see if they can be the Invincibles. But that will probably not happen. The Premier League have a few more weeks, four more games left. And then in August, the Champions League will begin. And they're not in the Champions League. Poll question of the day: which pet will most likely to survive a fire? The dog and cat were the options. People voted for the dog 54%, the cat 45%. Today is National. You can find that poll question on the Twitter account. Of course, you can see what's happening there. Anyways, that is it for our July 15th recap of the Sportscast. Tomorrow we have a show with Ryan Krista and a special guest from A Sea of Red. Talk about Liberty football, and of course we'll recap some news as well. This is Sleon, S-E-L-E-O-N. You can follow us at the Sportscast1 on Twitter or at thesportscast.net. And of course we'll keep you up to date because a lot of it's going on with the NFL news. Sports news in general, and we'll see what happens with the NBA. A couple more players have had some issues with the coronavirus, but only a few. MLS is in the process, but have been postponing some matches as well. So we'll keep you guys up to date. Have a good night, and we'll see you tomorrow.